94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. I'm Daryl Huckabee with DD in the morning on a marvelous Monday, and I'm excited to have a few special guests join us. Now, as you know, we've been taking nominations for a Tesla Student of the Month, and joining us this morning is Olivia Scott, our current Student of the Month from Hamden High School, along with her mom, Cicely Scott. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Congratulations.
Thank
Olivia,
you.
Your mom nominated you. I'm just going to read a little bit about what she wrote about you, and then we're going to talk about, you know, what you're doing in school right now and what your aspirations are. But your mom wrote in and said, Olivia has shown herself and her teachers that when you commit to doing the work and staying focused, the outcome is a positive reward. Olivia keeps herself busy at home with studying and improving her writing skills. At school, she has helped other students who have struggled and became a supportive peer. Olivia is currently trying out for the track team for a second year and volleyball for next year. Participating in sports has kept her in line with utilizing office hours and at school with studying with others to maintain good grades, which will eventually lead to honor. So mom really knows what's going on with you in school, huh?
Yes, she does.
So tell us, what's your favorite subject in school right now?
I really like geometry and English. I have a really strong subject in geometry as I'm understanding more and more and asking the teacher for help and asking peers around me for help.
So you're a numbers person, geometry.
Yes.
That brings back some memories. Mom, I'm sure you can relate.
Cool. Geometry, that wasn't my strongest.
Now, what year are you at Hamden?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore? Okay, so you got two more years.
Yes.
Now, track, what's your interest in track?
I really liked track ever since middle school, but we did not have a team for the middle school track. So I trained off season, as in during volleyball season and when track was happening in high school, but not for middle school. So I was mostly training.
And then volleyball you have an interest in?
Yes, I trained for volleyball in eighth grade and I had joined the team ninth grade.
So are you a good spiker?
I don't hit. But yes, I could say I'm a good hitter.
So, Mom, tell us about being the mother of a Student of the Month.
Well, I'm proud of Olivia. She made a lot of improvements. When me and her dad talked to her about, you know, setting goals and accomplishing those goals and making sure they're realistic goals, you know, she has made it. We are her biggest cheerleader. I'm always on top of her, which is probably stressful, but I do it out of love and out of kindness because, you know, the kids, they need it today. They need to know that they can go far as long as they set those realistic goals for themselves, because you're not going to stay a kid forever. You're going to be an adult.
Eventually. Looking forward to that, Olivia?
No, but I'm ready for it. I'm prepared.
Look, enjoy your high school days while you can. And Mom, you mentioned a key word, being focused, because right now there's so many distractions, right. A lot more than when you and I were growing up, but right. Remain focused and, you know, into the books and getting your education while navigating sports and other responsibilities, both at school and at home.
Yeah, it was, you know, sometimes you have to fight with the cell phone. You have to fight with TikTok and those type of things. You know, I have to remind her, like, for example, we have a calendar in the house where I put up there, you know, days when she has to study, do dishes and those types of things. And then sports, you know, it helps out with the structure and with the focus, too. And what I wrote was her doing office hours. They allow the kids to do office hours one day a week, so they can stay on track. So she utilized that for the ninth grade, and she utilizes it now when she needs it. But right now, she's doing well. She's an A and B student. I'm proud of her. Her dad's proud of her. And we just, you know, just tell her to keep going. Keep going.
And shout that out. What's his name?
Gerald Scott.
Well, you guys have done a wonderful job. And if you're just talking or joining us, we're talking to Olivia Scott, who is our current Tesla Student of the Month, and her mother, Cicely. So congratulations, Olivia, and keep up the good work. And, you know, let's stay in contact and keep us abreast of how things are going. And once you graduate, let us know how college goes for you. Any thoughts on where you want to go to college or You haven't thought about that.
My main focus is on HBCUs. My number one college is North Carolina A&T, Agriculture and Technology. I have really much interest in that college because it's major for nursing, and my minor is going to be African American Studies. And I really want that English built structure so I can also use my English for nursing, not only for nursing, but just for worldwide. So when I'm writing papers or I'm just speaking daily language, I have that knowledge and I have that ability to speak what's on my mind and speak those words.
Communication is key. That's good.
Yes.
And she also wants to get away from us.
Olivia, I know that feeling. I grew up here in New Haven. I went to school in Pittsburgh. So I wanted to get out of New Haven just for a bit to develop some independence. So that's a good thing to do. And even if you come back like I did, you know, you learn what's outside of the New Haven area and be able to bring it back. So once again, congratulations, Olivia Scott and her mom, Cecily Scott, our Tesla Student of the Month. I'm Daryl Huckabee with DD in the Morning, a 94.3 WYBC. We are the rhythm of the city.
Thank you.
Thank you.